KK4FTU, not a bad little truck at all.
Roger, Roger. Yep. Yeah, I like it pretty good. The only thing about it is he said, well, let's just say it like this. When I get ready, he didn't give me an exact window of time that it would be before I actually got it to the farm. So, who knows on that one.
I'm not trying to get it tomorrow, so you've got a little time to start preparing and get things in order.
Right. Yeah. Of course, I'll have to put $1,000 deposit on it, which I'm like, that ain't that big of a deal. I'll scratch that much up in chicken feed money, so. But, yeah. That's the only thing I'll have to do until he gets it in, then I just have the rest once he gets it to his yard there. So, but I did. This particular fella, I kind of, which I may ask him about that when I call him to ask him about the availability of parts and service and all that stuff. He said something that was kind of, well, interesting about that one that I was like, okay, but I didn't think about it until today. I asked him, I said, well, how much would a new one cost? Like, well, I can only get the old ones then because of the EPA stuff. And I thought to myself, today, I didn't think about it when I talked to him, but it hit me down. I'm like, yeah, he told me he'd get a new 2020-2021 Suzuki carry-in. He has all the stuff to take care of that, and it cost me $18,000. That's kind of interesting. He can't get a Toyota in, but he can get a Suzuki in. That's kind of interesting.
For the fact that Toyota just won't ship any new ones over here.
Well, you know, I also didn't keep this into consideration too. That truck could actually be driven as a daily driver on the highway, but it has like 80 horsepower.
Making a Rocksor Jeep legal, but I think that's kind of still up in the air because of the lawsuit that Chrysler has, because somebody else is taking and building something that they're not building.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Oh, mercy. But yeah, no, I'm gonna really enjoy this thing because, like I was telling the folks that, you know, the nice thing is sometimes, you know, I'll have people come out here and they want to see the cows, and the only way they can see them is to look outside of the barn or whatever. And I'm like, you know, with that truck, y'all can actually drive out in the back field and they can ride up in the cab and, you know, go out there and see them. So, yeah, I said, this likes to be a better deal. Plus, it'll be nice to have more leg room.
As big as Andre the Giant was, or tall as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they should fit in that little cab, in that cab fairly well if they're average size.
Is there anything as the, anything taller than a normal person, they can get the back of the truck just fine there. So, yeah, I'll stick them in the back of the truck because I got 8 foot, 5 foot, 3 inches worth of bed space there.
Some nose and put you a canvas top on it like the deuce and a halfs have. Might even make it look like a miniature deuce and a half there.
Roger. Yeah, I might do something. But I know as far as any modifications, alterations to the drivetrain, motor, frame, other than like, I'm going to put a small hitch on the back to haul the wood splitter around and stuff like that. I'm not going to go all out like I did with that first one because I don't feel like sending this one to an early grave like that last one did. But then again, I think there's more to that story than even I could guess. But it hit me hard enough to where I'd leave this one bone stock, except for a few things that just make my life a lot easier.
If you do decide to do anything like a lift kit or something, you've got to go in and change the gearing in it.
Actually, there is one thing I kind of contemplate the idea of doing, but then I'd have to figure out how to turn the fuel up just a little bit. but I ain't gonna go through all this work just to have the thing not roll some coal. And I thought about rewriting the exhaust on it. I don't know if you saw the video where they show the back of an exhaust kind of sticking out the back of it just like a normal vehicle. But I told Beth I'd be able to have mine to reroute it and have it come up the side of the truck like a regular truck, and you know, like a big truck, and see that, maybe put some chrome up there or something. But boy, you had to cut a hole out or do something there. I'm like, yeah, but you know, I may just leave it like it is.
Can you get it? May have to do some work and put a snorkel kit on it.
But it's gonna be something else, that's for sure. If people thought the little Suzuki turned head, just imagine what something like that's gonna do.
Buddy, a little closer. You don't have to go all the way to Texas or California or Washington State to get one.
Yep. And what's funny is I actually called a dealer out in Texas and they referred me back to this guy, so that's kind of funny in itself there. But, yeah. Actually, there is one more thing I'm considering doing just because, but I'm probably going to do it on a different, you know, I'm actually going to run fresh wiring and wired up on a separate switch, maybe a foot switch. I think I'd probably, since I'd have a little more to work with, I'd probably consider putting a legit air horn on the thing.
Hanking all that set up wouldn't be a bad deal. KK4FTU.
KK4RQO. Oh, mercy. But yeah, it's going to be something else. That is for sure. Oh, mercy. Wow, it's kind of like deja vu when I was looking at the old mini trucks with the Suzuki. But at least this time, I'm going to go out there and go over the thing with a fine-tooth comb. And if something don't iron out, I'm taking my money and I'm headed back to the house.
Right.
Yep. Well, then we'll run into an issue, but, I will be going over the thing with a fine-tooth comb. But I tell you, if I had done a drive and a check on that other one, I probably would have walked away from it right then and there.
Make sure you get it in right before you drop your down payment down, because that possibly could be non-negotiable, non-refundable.
Roger. Yep, that I'm going to do. I did the net control for that repeater over in Dakota tonight. I finally was able to stump them. I used movie trivia, and they got 3 out of 5 of them I threw out there. At least 2 of them out of the probably 5 that checked in got 3 out of 5 back-to-back, and the other 2 got 1 or 2 of them out of the 5. It was kind of funny. And, of course, none of them guessed. Which 2 did I do specifically that they didn't guess? I know it was Jungle to Jungle they didn't guess, and then there was another one. What did I did? I forget what the other one was, but, yeah, it was funny, and I'm like, really, y'all haven't seen Jungle to Jungle? There's something wrong with this picture here.
The movie For Rich or For Poor with, Tim Allen and, Kirstie Alley in it, haven't you? Next, you have KK4FTU.
Mercy, but yeah, it was funny though. I thought myself, well, next time I have net control, I'll be using something a little more in my backyard. Maybe the small engine mechanicking or machine tool stuff or something along those lines, and really give them a challenge.
I ordered parts to fix one of my chainsaws that I broke last year. I cut a tree down and got it hung up, and I went to yank on it, and when I went to yank on it, I missed one of the mounting isolators and the intake up on it.
Lord have mercy. Well, how much that set you back?
I think it's new old stock, or it may be some other company's make. It was $23, and the isolator was $8.
Ed, well, I tell you something funny about this saw I'm working on. Well, I should have it finished up by tomorrow when them screwdrivers get in, but saw I'm working on for my neighbor. He's like, it's leaking fuel and this and that and the other. I'm like, well, the running issue, the tuning issue. I said, but I ain't gonna worry about the fuel until I get the thing running. And I thought to myself, today I just held the throttle wide open, pulled it about twice, and it fired right up. I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and fill the thing up with gas and check for the fuel leak. So I filled it up with gas. Sure enough, it started leaking. So I flipped it up on its side. I put the fuel cap on it. I thought I had it seated, you know, put on right. I put it on, you know, I checked, I'm like, oh, I see what the problem is. So I screwed the fuel cap and rolled it back about another half turn until I felt it kind of, you know, skip on the top of the thread. I turned it in and tightened it up. No leak. I run it holding it above my head sideways, both on both sides. No leak. So I called him up. I said, I think your leak comes from not tightening the gas cap on or putting the gas cap on correct. Because it's dripping down the side of the saw. That's all that makes sense, because your fuel lines and everything still pliable, and there's no issue there. And but I can say one thing, that thing needs a tune job, which I'll have done as soon as I get them screwdrivers in hand. I went and put that thing on its side, cut a little bitty old tree. I was just going to kind of shave off the top of the log so I didn't have any trees to actually drop. I got this hammer halfway through that little bitty sapling, and it bogged down and stopped running, and I'm like, I thought myself, yep, this thing needs to be tuned up, so we're going to be doing fine tuning on that thing come tomorrow.
Like the automakers, they, other makers got in with tool makers so that you have to buy more tools to work on something. And plus, I think the EPA got a little miffed and stuff. That's why we're having to open them up a little bit. But, yeah, I understand where you're coming from there.
I've watched some videos on YouTube, and everybody's going, oh, you tune your saw like this, you tune like this over here, it's over-revving it, blah, 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 blah. I started laughing. I told Dad, I said, well, I guess I'm over-revving it, because I haven't had nobody complain. By golly, them little bitty saws cut like a big saw, so until somebody says something, I ain't changing what I do.
Things is running it wide open for a large amount of times. You have to stingy with the oil on it, because that's what kills them, is they don't get enough bottom end lubrication running wide open long amounts of time. I heard that about older two-stroke motorcycles, KK4FTU.
Oh yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, we run a 32-to-1 mix here, so that's one of the big things. After I tune it up, I tell people to run the stuff 32-to-1 and you won't have any issues.
A lot, and then they'll have to change the spark plug. But yeah, I imagine it does a world of good running them wide open with that. But imagine you don't have to worry about too many mosquitoes either, do you?
No. Yep. No, you don't. That's for sure. But yeah, it's going to be interesting when I get this thing all done. And, I just told my neighbor, I said, I tell you what, you just give me about 4 or 5 boxes of the Nutty Bars and I'll be happy, happy, happy.
And off my own heart, I like those too.
Well, actually, there's one that he sent me for the last job I did. It's not a Little Debbie brand, it's something else, but it's got fudge. So it's fudge, chocolate, and peanut butter. I think I found my new favorite. You might know which ones I'm talking about there, but... yeah, I'm going to tell them to say, give me a case of those things and consider the job complete.
What you're talking about, I've had those too. Yeah. Nothing better than a peanut butter bar.
Another good go-afters. I like them, them caramel-covered bugles. Those are pretty good. And then there's another bugle. I don't remember which one. There's like two or three flavors of them that I used to snack on while I worked at Bojangles. I just walk across the gas station there, across the hall. But, yeah. So, I got to learn a little bit about a lot of different snack stuff there that most folks wouldn't have thought of.
Go flavored Cheez-Its. Those are pretty good.
And that, talking about the food stuff, I just remembered another funny story at Bojangles that I only did one time. And when I finish the story, you'll know why. I went in one day. I wanted a peanut butter cookie. And I looked over in their little cookie rack, and they had peanut butter cookies. So I got me a sack, and I filled that sucker full. And then they had the chocolate chip, and I threw them things in there. And I got back into the dishwashing area. But, of course, if you didn't buy, you know, Bojangles food, you couldn't eat out in the dining room. So I set up back here, but I grabbed me a large cup. Went back here in the back, grabbed me about 12 or 15 of them little bottles of milk that the kids usually get. I filled that thing up, and I started dunking and eating and dunking and eating. They didn't care that I had all them cookies, but they sure weren't too happy when I drank down about 12 of them bottles. but, I mean, you can't have a good peanut butter cookie without some milk.
You can go and eat without having cold glass of milk there. Yeah, I understand that.
Oh, that was some good time, though. I gotta tell you about this feller. I found his YouTube channel and subscribed. He did something in one of his videos, or said something in one of his videos, and I thought, you know, to all those who thought I shouldn't be joking about my seizures, they need to watch this guy. Look it up on YouTube. It's Harmless Farmer. This feller has no arms, but he's running the same big soybean corn outfit. And just watch some of the stuff he does. I mean, he'll get out there with his feet and hook up a PTO shaft. And I'm sitting there looking like, who? I mean, it's just amazing. But he said, this is where the part about, I say people need to watch this guy if they think, you know, there's something wrong with me for joking about the seizures. He was telling a story about him and his brother went in somewhere, went into the steel chainsaw booth, and they had his brother was holding this big chainsaw. And he looked over and told his brother, that looks just like the one that cut my arms off. And they just turned around and walked out of the booth. Everybody's just looking around. I said, yep, that sounds like something I'd do.
Somehow I got onto a website and started getting emails from a company called Hertz. Hertzall or something like that. And they sent one, and they've got a power head that's 92 cc's.
That'll cut you a nice load of sapling.
If you ordered them 10 at a time, you could get 10 of them at $173 or something like that, I guess, plus shipping. But that was with no bar or chain. And I'm thinking, holy cow, what size bar and chain would you put on something that has 92 cc's in the power head? Because most of the ones that I've seen are 35, 40. I think the biggest one I've seen that's not a logging size is maybe 50 cc's. Most of them are like 40 or 45 cc's, KK4FTU.
KK4RQO, forget putting a bar and a chain on that sucker. Put you a chain and stick that sucker on the back of a bike.
One that was like a 60 cc, they had a 70 cc, and I looked and they had that 92 cc, and I'm like, holy cow, that is the monster there, because I heard that Steele's got one. Some buddy of mine, before he retired, he was telling me him and his brother bought it back in the 90s, paid over $1,000 for it, and it had a 5-foot bar on it.
Roger, roger. My gosh, what was they trying to do, cut down redwoods or something?
Folks that, they had to cut somewhere. Nobody had a saw big enough, so they ended up buying it. Him and his brother went in together to buy it, and, I'm like, holy cow, that's a huge saw. But he had a little sawmill, and, shoot, he had more cedar and stuff than, 84 Lumber did.
Dad's gonna, if he'd let you cut a log with that thing?
Is he what? But maybe 5'3" tall. Looks like Captain Caveman from the cartoon series. Oh, wow.
That's all I can say is, wow.
John Deere, I think his is a 50 horse two-wheel drive, but he bought one with a front end loader on it, just so he could move logs around onto his, he had a sawmill there at his house with a 15 horse Kohler on it to his hand fed, feed, and he cut the wood, and he, set it outside and all that, and air dried it, and, then he had a planer that would do, I think it would do 18 inches or 24 inches width.
Roger, roger. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but the neighbor at the end of our road got him a new New Holland tractor in, and it was funny. We were down there burying a cow back a few weeks ago, and he come down, but he saw my lights. Yeah, gotta love those LEDs, but anyways, he heard us, saw the lights, and he come down, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna have my crew come in and clear all this brush out, blah, blah, blah. And that's what says, and he started talking about his tractor, so what is that thing down there? It's all the blue, I thought you still had Jeff down there. He said, no, I went and picked up a 75 horse New Holland. I said, I think I might have got too much tractor, and I said, 75 horse? Eh. Nah, that's about perfect. Going around it off to 100.
How much land he has, if he only has 2 acres, he ain't got too much tractor, but if he's got 40 acres, no, he doesn't have too much tractor.
Only got about 8 acres of his own, and his wife, folks, at the very end of the road has about 20-something. And so he does all the bush hogging there, but the one thing that I shake my head at, and I'm like, feller, you're embarrassing that tractor. He's got a little old 6-foot bush hog behind it, and I'm like, feller, you're just outright embarrassing that dang tractor. You need to get you a draw type, and it needs to be a bat wing or something.
Better 6 foot and find some way to pull both of them. KK4FTU, give me a minute. Let me go make sure the window's closed. Not like having a 20 horse lawnmower with a 30-inch deck on it.
But, you know, not because he got that tractor, but I told Dad, I said, you know, if I had a half of mine, after I got the mini truck thing squared away, I'd trade my tractor in for 100 horse and a batwing bush hog and go out and buy myself a nice used Case backhoe to do all that work with. I said, you know, as little as we use the backhoe, I really don't think that'd be a smart move because I'd be fighting and jumping it off and like doing Lord knows what to the motor to get it running when we do need it. So I think I'll just keep what I got.
For a tractor with a setup with a, like what they cut the grass on the county uses, cut medians and such, find to use one of those. That's been taken care of, KK4FTU.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I could go to one of them equipment auctions and find one of those that's got that arm on the side. That'd be perfect. Then not only would I be mowing the pasture, I could take it and prune the trees while I'm sitting in the cab.
And you know the county's going to make sure it has some decent maintenance done on it, because they don't like sending someone having their equipment down.
Yeah, I may look into that. Of course, then again, old Dave would be out of work, because I'd be taking care of all the mowing on the road. I'd just hop on that thing and just zip down the road and mow all the banks. just because I could there.
Keep you from boredom.
Drive up to the neighbor's house in the road, say, hey, y'all pay me $175. I'll go up there and prune all your trees for you so you can run through with your tractor. And I drive up there on their up there in the pasture, raise that arm, and just start driving down and trimming them back like you do them orange trees.
I say, You start at 2.5 turns on both screws when you're doing chainsaws and weed eaters, or just low idle?
Well, it depends you know, what you're working with considering the situation I've got with this one, the fact that it won't, you know, it bogs down and stops running on a measly sapling, I'm going to start off about 2.5 turns on both of them. And then I'll either move them out a little bit or move them in a little bit, depending on where it ends up. But need about 2.5 turns is what I start off with, and I'll just dial it in and fine-tune it from there.
That's about what I've been doing. I've got one. I've got a got it where it runs. I've backed it out. Now I got to do some fine-tuning on it.
Considering it's a little old lady that's got the thing, I don't know if I want to do the tuning like I do for everyone else, where you can cut down a redwood with it, because it might not be, I don't know. I'll probably still tune it up like I would for everyone else, but I'll just have Dave tell us, say, if you use this thing, be careful, because it's got a lot more oomph to it than it did when you got it out of the box.
Fine tuning on the chain fork, because my dad showed me how to fine tune them, and instead of throwing chips, it showed throw shavings of 1.5 inches, 2 inches long, and you'd have to pull it to keep it from yanking you through a log, KK4FTU.
Okay, now, if we ever meet up, you're going to have to show me how to do that, because I had never even heard of that. That'd be great for working around here.
The tooth that's in front of the cutter, you knock it down a little bit, and that what that does is that's a gauge to how much the cutting teeth take bite in. That's what that's for, plus clearing it out.
Roger on that. I'll tell my dad about that. He might be interested, or then again, he might just leave it like it come out of the sack. I don't know, but that's pretty cool. I did not even know that.
You need to take much. You just take a couple thousandths, hit it normally with file or hit it with a grinding wheel, but the biggest thing is make sure you do all of them consistent. And you can always take a little more off. It's hard to take it back on.
Roger. Huge, yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Then I can have chicken house shavings sawing up firewood.
Yep. Just remember what I said. When you start cutting, you've got to be constant on holding the saw, because it's going to want to pull it through. You wind that sucker up and set it down, and it'll want to pull through like a hot knife through butter.
Roger on that. Yeah, I tell you, I'm surprised old Earl ain't up and about on the radio. But, well, I guess chasing a dog around all day, where he at?
In his garden, because I poured 5.2 inches of water out my rain gauge just for yesterday. That wasn't including the 3.45 inches I poured out day and a half before.
Roger. Hey, instead of planting normal produce, maybe you should consider growing rice.
Because laying in there at his house. I told him he might ought to set up a rice paddy down in the corner, which is probably about 2 foot lower than where his garden is, and that's probably 60 foot away.
Yep, wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm going to mind tomorrow and replant my spinach and possibly some peas, because definitely do some replanting of some corn, because I got some plants I got put in, because it was downright felt like February yesterday, as cold as it got around here.
Talking about there, yeah, I tell you something else that was funny. There's a ham over, I think it's over in Demarest, W4DOS. Brad never talked to him, but we were on Facebook yesterday. Oh, no, it was Tuesday, because I had a monthly club meeting, and just did it through Facebook because of this whole virus thing. But anyways, after the meeting, his wife got on. They asked me if I could show him some video footage of the cows. I said, yes. He was showing me his lawnmower. He's like, yeah, this is my tractor right here, his old 80s model Craftsman store. I'm like, that's pretty nice. I was just messing with him. I said, You want to see a real tractor now? I walked over and showed Nate in. I said, this is a tractor. His wife started laughing. He said, I don't come over and kick you. That's why you get your butt kicked right there. I said, that ain't nothing. Oh, excuse me. I said, I got two tractors back at the house that's twice the size of this one.
Yesterday that I was thinking of you, and I was actually on my wife's Facebook page, and somebody posted it, but you may find a video on YouTube. 8-string harp guitar, guy playing the Sound of Silence on it, and you talk about, wow, that thing is weird looking, and he can play the devil out of it.
Before I go to bed.
On his thumb. I don't remember if he had, I think he may have had one on one of his fingers too, but the top six strings are lower than the guitar, and the bottom strings are higher than the guitar, and the bridge of the strings is probably about 8 inches wide. It's wild looking, but he plays the devil out of it. You'll have to definitely look it up, KK4FTU.
Roger, KK4RQO. But, yeah, I guess unless they're just not, they're holding off looking for folks because of all this virus crap, I guess my name wasn't drawn in the drawing there to get on America's Got Talent, so. But that's all right. I still stand by that. I think them folks probably don't know good music, but knocked them upside the head.
That could sing like crazy. I mean, he was a performer, but he just wasn't the type of performer that they were looking for. Because he tried out a couple different types. I know a girl that she's my youngest daughter's age. She went out a couple times and. She's got talent, but she just didn't have the performance of the, I don't know, they were looking for something, and they're very picky about who they put on there, but like you said, there's a lot of people that aren't made on television have made it that probably have a lot more talent.
Yep, that's for sure. But, I guess I'm going to go ahead and sign with you and hit the sack. The cats are over here thinking they're going to hog the whole bed, and I'm fixing to go over here and throw the covers and run them off. I'll let them play there just long enough and get comfortable just long enough till I get in there and get my feet warm. Then I run them off the bed.
Why don't you look that up? And like I said, the guy's about your age that's playing it. He's a young guy. He's not an older guy. He's a young guy. They filmed the video. He's out sitting on a log out in the woods playing the Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, I believe, who actually did it. But it's a good video. I believe you would enjoy it greatly. Let me know what you think. Have a good one, my friend, and I'll be clearing your final. KK4RQO, KK4FTU, clearing your final.
Roger. I'm going to look that up right now before I hit the sack, and I'll sure enough shoot you a text or something and let you know there. 73 is my friend, KK4RQO, clear and QRT.